Growing up in New York, it's interesting, right? Like, you kind of learn how to deal with criminality for the most part, because again, you know, gigantic city, of course there's crime, right? But you have to still live your life. So what you do, generally, is try to ignore it at every single turn, because you know it, because it's always been the same, let's say, for the last 100 years. I mean, criminality is basically criminality, but we know the type of criminality. Now, what happens if one day, a brand new breed and type, let's say, of criminal has been imported into your city, right? Now, you do not know how to deal with the criminality because you've never experienced it. You didn't grow up with it. It's being imported in. It's a brand new thing, right? Do you understand how some people, specifically, in Manhattan and surrounding areas, are completely sick and tired of being sick and tired of the migrant crisis? That's a brand new type of thing that's happening. A whole new way that people are used to being, you know, used to living, and that's brand new. It's troubling for some, right? So here's the thing. So the New York residents are now currently praising ICE raids after gang members have been arrested. Apparently one of them said, glad they're gone. Guys, this is kind of the crux, right, of my point here. All right? But either way, just a suggestion via Discord. Let's go ahead and jump into this video immediately, guys. Let's jump to it.
Well, the immigration crackdown is hitting every part of the country, with new DHS Secretary Kristi Noem leading the effort in New York City. Violent criminals, including a Tren de Aragua member, have been arrested in the Big Apple, and residents there are celebrating.
Okay, let's go.
I'm glad they're gone.
How long?
I mean, I was planning on calling ICE, to be honest with you, so they got here before I was able to call them. There's 15 of them in a one bedroom. They were destroying the building. They were constantly doing drugs in front. They were illegally squatting their criminals.
I mean, you said that they were Tren de Aragua. I mean, that's for the most part the definition of it, right?
Front. They're illegally squatting. They're criminals. They're destroying the apartment. If you go inside, it's destroyed.
Right. Yeah, how about that reaction? Heritage Foundation Senior Communications Manager Matthew Trugesser joins me now. Matthew, good morning to you. So yesterday there was this big ICE raid in New York City. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem was there to support the effort. And during it, they actually arrested a member of Tren de Aragua, who authorities say was one of the people that was harassing this Aurora, Colorado apartment complex. And
really?
Was seen in that widely played video of the incident last year. We're playing it on our screen right now. He was arrested yesterday. And a man who was wanted in the Dominican Republic for a double homicide was also arrested. Apparently, he made his way here, and now he's in custody. So what is your reaction?
I mean, it was open.
Reaction to how all of this is unfolding?
All right, let's go.
Well, good to be with you, Carly. Look, we have to applaud the Trump administration for taking initiative and acting quickly to remove these dangerous criminal aliens who have roamed freely for at least 4 years under the Biden-Harris administration. Look, Secretary Noem, Border Czar Tom Homan, President Trump, they've all focused on 8 immigration-related executive orders to restrict immigration, to secure our borders better. And so they're acting as quickly as they can. But let's not forget, there were hundreds of thousands of criminals, potentially also with unvetted backgrounds, entering our country. And so, you know, that's going to take some time to remove them from the country. Thankfully, ICE, they're deporting well over 1,000 individuals so far. That number should increase. But, you know, we can only really applaud the Trump administration for taking initiative and acting quickly.
Yeah, and you heard the reaction from one of the residents in New York City that we just played, saying, I was going to call ICE myself. Thank God these people are getting arrested. The New York Post has a piece out today, including other reaction from residents. One person said, oh, thank God they got him, referring to the gang member, the Tren de Aragua member. Another person said, get them the heck off the streets. Get them the heck off the streets so people don't have to walk in fear. So understandable statements from people who have been living in fear and are sick and tired of it, which is why Mayor Eric Adams says that he will comply with ICE to get these criminals off the streets.
Mm-hmm. I'm Steve.
And guys, and I think that's the big thing, right? So Mayor Eric Adams, again, like, I think many people didn't really realize that he actually was for the side of, like, getting the criminals out of here, guys. I get mayor of New York, but keep this in mind. He used to be someone that was somewhat, you know, moderately reliable, let's say, a couple of years ago, at least. So it doesn't surprise me that he's one of the first, like, Democrat stronghold mayoral individuals, let's say. that is willing to actually help and aid in removing the individuals that are committing some of the most crimes. Because it also does not surprise me that some of the locals are sick and tired. And what they're doing, what are they doing here, guys? They're willing to call ICE in certain scenarios. So that's an incredibly strong thing, similar to what's going on in Chicago, guys. Whatever the heads of state, let's say, are saying is generally not really indicative of what the people that are actually living kind of within the realm of these things are actually saying and feeling. So it doesn't surprise me at all. I'm proud of the citizenry, guys. But all right, listen, guys, let me know in the comments what I should be checking out next. You guys all have an absolutely amazing day. Enjoy your day thoroughly. The fact that